Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today says it's going to be turning a little bit more sunny as the day goes on, and we'll have a high well into the low 30s for today, so things may start to melt just a little bit with all that snow that we got recently. Temperature-wise, we check things out around the area. We start things out in Kenosha, where at this hour it is right now 1 above. Wind chill reading is around 4 below. In Burlington, it's minus 3. In Milwaukee, 5 above. In Racine, it is 7. But again, we're warming up into the low 30s, according to today's forecast. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supports a proposed voluntary agreement with the online home-sharing platform Airbnb for the collection of 8% room tax with rentals. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk saying there's a deal with the state as well as individual agreements like this with Madison and Green Bay.
Anyone who rents short-term overnight stays within our city is subject to room tax. And of course, we've had that ordinance in place for quite some time. In the meantime, this sort of new concept, this disruptive technology of Airbnb and VRBO and HomeAway have come up. And we never really had any means to sort of collect room tax from these individual entities. We don't know who they are typically, and we don't know what they're doing.
He said there's really no downside to this, and with Foxconn, more room rental activities anticipated. Palahniuk adding that city ordinance has defined for years that anybody taking money to rent a room to someone technically ought to be paying the 8% room tax.
For the most part, that has meant bed and breakfasts, motels, hotels, traditional lodging establishments. Whereas it's only very recently that these kinds of online platforms have come up that allowed people to sort of do this and do it by advertising to the greater world as saying, I have this available, you can rent it from me, and there's an ease by which I can do it. So it's sort of disruptive in the same way that Uber allowed people to be taxi drivers, if you will.
Alderman Henry Perez voicing concern with one group accepting the voluntary agreement, but at least two others not going along with it. City ordinance not being amended as well first to reflect the agreement. The Airbnb room tax collection agreement now goes to the Common Council. A vote to rezone property near the intersection of Emerson Road and Spring Street in Mount Pleasant for a new South Shore Fire Department EMS station has been put off for a couple of weeks. The village board was scheduled to vote on the request at last night's meeting, but trustee Gary Feast asked for the delay, said he doesn't believe that the board has completed its, quote, due diligence on that project.
And I'm not sure just exactly how to remedy it, other than, in my opinion, getting this board together for a special meeting to discuss with the chief some of the more pertinent details that if we were to approve this rezone tonight, we basically bought the property. And once we've quote unquote bought the property, my concern is that, well, now that we have the property, what are we got to move forward. We have to move forward.
He said he's received no estimate on the cost of construction, that is, or the effect of hiring 6 more firefighters and what that'll do to the budget. A valid protest petition to the rezoning has also been received by the village. That'll require yes votes from at least 5 of the current 6 trustees for it to pass. Vote to delay that was 5-1. Racine Mayor Corey Mason may not be right in the middle of the planning process when it comes to Foxconn and that huge manufacturing complex in Mount Pleasant, but he is heavily involved in questions that relate to staffing issues.
We went from a conversation of where are we going to, what jobs are people going to be able to do, to having a conversation of how are we going to get people to trained to do all the jobs that are coming to the area. And that's, and not just any jobs. They're not minimum wage jobs. These are jobs that are going to pay on average $53,000 a year. And so that's a remarkable change.
The mayor says he's still waiting to see some of the final site plans and how they may relate to wetlands, retention ponds, and runoff. As a lawmaker, he was one of a handful of Democrats from the southeastern part of the state who voted in support of Governor Walker's hefty Foxconn incentive package. He told our partners at Gateway Public Radio that he voted yes, even though he did have some misgivings over several aspects of that bill. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee agenda for its 5:30 meeting at City Hall includes a contract for extending fiber optic capability to the North Beach Concession Building and a status report on the semi-automated solid waste collection program. And the Kenosha Unified School Board in a special 5:30 meeting at district headquarters scheduled to discuss the student dress code policy following lots of public comment already, including from students regarding problems as they see it with existing language. A contract for a project to help shore up the bluffs along Lake Michigan in Lake Park approved last night by the Mount Pleasant Village Board. Rising lake levels have been eating away at the bluffs in that area, threatening homes and public infrastructure. It's hoped this project will at least temporarily stabilize the area. Village engineer Tony Beyer telling the Board of Trustees this project will include about 750 feet of shoreline.
It's primarily straddling two failing dead-end roads that we have abutting the Lake Michigan Bluff. And in close proximity to that is Sheridan Road to the west of the lake, which is in some places 150 to 200 feet away. So we have that threatened roadway plus the two dead-end roads. And with that, that's how we came to this 750-foot stretch of bluff to be repaired.
When asked how long the repairs might take, Paul Tarvin, the principal engineer with the consulting firm Tarragon, told the trustees, difficult to say. Beyer says it's hoped that the project can be a catalyst for involvement by the Army Corps of Engineers in the development of a more permanent fix. The contract awarded to Michaels Corporation, the total nearly $638,000, that funding to come from borrowing this year for road improvement projects. City of Racine Fire Department starting the process toward acquiring a new rescue squad. Support from the Finance and Personnel Committee to waive the formal bidding and just buy another one from Foster Coach of Sterling, Illinois. Chief Steve Hansen explaining this process has worked well for many years, along with the vehicles and at a lower cost.
They give us quality service. They give us quality pricing. Where other agencies are spending in the $175,000 to $200,000 range for ambulances, we're spending $150,000 with these folks, so at a considerable cost savings to bidding it out. The other thing is all our ambulances are standardized in terms of compartments and layouts so that each vehicle is not different. Everything's in the same location on the same vehicle, and we have six of these ambulances.
The committee's unanimous recommendation to waive formal bidding goes to the full Common Council next week, and support allows the city purchasing agent to start negotiating a contract with Foster Coach, funding ready and waiting in this year's capital improvement budget. A proposed cancer fundraising benefit will not take place at Racine's Dr. John Bryant Community Center next month because the applicant says the city's cost to use the facility is, quote, way too high, unquote. Elisa Viles had asked for consideration of a waiver or at least a discount on the rental fee of just over $2,000 to hold the event for her cousin. In a recent email explaining why she was rescinding that request and would not hold the event there, Viles stated, the fees assessed for the center are way out of line. While understanding the city's need to recoup any impact to the facility, Viles said, quote, the fees are way too high. Committee voted to receive and file the matter without discussion. Well, a lot of folks are going to be a little bit warmer this winter and maybe winters to come thanks to blankets collected during the recent Fire and Ice Festival held at Monument Square downtown. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with the story.
The Downtown Racine Corporation organized the blanket drive, and more than 100 new, used, and in some cases, homemade blankets were donated, more than a third of them collected by Gateway Technical College students. DRC Executive Director Kelly Cruz calling the response tremendous. The blankets were laundered by inmate workers in the Racine County Jail, then rolled and tied with special red, blue, and purple ribbons. According to a sheriff's office news release, the red and blue ribbons symbolize law enforcement involvement in the community, and the purple ribbons represent domestic violence awareness. Some of the blankets will be kept at the county jail to be given to inmates in need when they're released. Blankets will also be distributed to the Women's Resource Center and homeless shelters in the area. In a statement, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said not everyone has a warm place to go or something warm to cover up with, and the blanket drive was a way of extending a helping hand. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And both Racine and Kenosha County is going to be in the spotlight, if you will, at the beginning of the Assembly floor session on Thursday in Madison. The Assembly to recognize hometown heroes from both counties. Robin and Dan Fedragon from Mount Pleasant to be honored for their service to the community as foster parents. Late last year, the couple welcomed their 100th foster child into their home. And Tammy Conforti from Kenosha, she's going to be recognized for her work to make the all-inclusive Dream Playground a reality. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.